it happened around tea time. I'd been up to CNA's in London with my mother, and I came back to go on to duty, and we were a bit late getting to Palmer's Green. We because of the connection from King's Cross, we started at Finsbury Park, and you wait for the connection, and we're a couple of minutes late. And as we draw into Palmer's Green station, the train, you know, like this. So I put on the handbrake. Not, I don't suppose that made any difference, but I automatically put the handbrake on. Anyway, we came to a stop, and I got out of the train, and the first thing I saw was the two porter. There was two sisters that were porters at Palmer's Green station, and their porter's room was, there was a bridge across the platforms, and their porter's room was under the bridge, so it was where the guards break was, and they came out covered in soot, because the soot from the chimneys had come down, and they were absolutely black. So I didn't really know what had happened, and as I walked along, there was paving stones on the roofs of the train, and glass, and all sorts of things all over the place, you know. Because it was darkish, so it was a bit of a muddle, as it were. And I'm gradually walking along. It took me about an hour, I think, to get down to the engine. And the only person that I remember that was badly injured was a girl, and she had a nasty cut on her head. And there was nobody about, so I went up onto the road, and there was an ambulance. And I've never... really, another thing I've never really understood, that I said, oh, well, I've got a badly injured person. Can you come and pick her up? And they said, oh, we can't come on to the railway. It's private property. So they gave me a stretcher, one of those with two poles and material in between. They gave me that to take down to the station. They wouldn't come. So I took that down. We got her onto the platform, onto the stretcher, and I got two passengers to take her up to the ambulance, so I never really saw the going of her because I stayed downstairs. Yeah. But I never know why they refused to come, really. But they said they couldn't come down, it was private property. And so I made my way along, helping people out and various things. Got down to the driver and the fireman. I can't remember his name, but he looked very shocked. He was very white. And the hole was huge at the bottom, front of the train. You could have got a bus in it quite easily, a double-decker bus quite easily in it. It was huge. I don't remember going home. They must have put buses on, but I can't remember that. I suppose I was in a bit of a shock myself. Can't remember that at all. But the next thing I remember, we were the first train over the whole... They'd filled it up in a day, and we were the first train over the next day.
So it took a day to fill it up.
And there were crossings, and that were blown up into the road.
And this was a V2 rocket?
That was a V2, and I think it was one of the first.
Yes, it was. This was in 1944.
Yeah.
In the autumn or the winter.
Yeah, it must have been, yeah.
And the impact, the point of impact, was sort of in front of the engine.
In front of the engine. If we'd have been on time, we would have been leaving, and I probably wouldn't be here today, because it would have hit the train... completely.
But the driver and the guard were...
They
the
were okay.
And the fireman were
yeah,
okay.
They were okay. You would say they were shocked, obviously, because it must have been worse for them, because they must have seen the blast, mustn't they?
Yeah.